Good day, everybody. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pastore. And in the background, you heard Bill Black's Combo doing Smokey Part 2. Oh, it's the same beat. And it's the same group, Bill Black's Combo doing White Silver Sands. Today's show is going to take you into the eye of a storm. This past week, Jeannie and I went to San Francisco to the D. Young Museum, and we saw the photos that Paul McCartney took, and he called it the eye of the storm. It's about a two-year period when he personally took photographs of what was going on in his life. So you saw pictures of him in a limo and people just screaming at him, crowds lined everywhere. And it also gave you a glimpse into the kind of music they were listening to and they wanted to hear. So today's show is going to put you back in time. I'm going to play songs or musicians that they wanted to see or wanted to hear or had on the show with them. And the fellow you're listening to, his group, Bill Black, was one of them. When they played San Francisco at the Cow Palace, he was one of the opening acts. So I'm going to play one more of his, and then I'm going to take you back in time. Well, actually, we've already started, haven't we? So sit back and enjoy and go back to the eye of the storm in the mid-60s. You have to remember that back in early 60s, Bill Black's Combo was huge. Smokey Part 2 that I played opening was a number one hit on the R&B charts in 59. And they followed that up with what we also played was White Silver Sands. That was also a big hit. Also topped the charts. It topped the charts, a matter of fact, for 10 weeks in a row. Can you believe that? Alrighty, so I'm going to take you back to San Francisco when the Beatles came back after they were sort of discovered. And I'm going to take you now a little bit earlier when they were in Paris. Can you believe this? In 1961, so this is right before they became who they are, McCartney and John Lennon arrived in Paris, hitchhiked there. They saw Johnny Hallyday, the Elvis of France, perform. By 1964, they'd become stars, but McCartney's photographs of the Parisian streets and landmarks nevertheless conveyed a tourist delight in the sights of the city. Many of the images are captured from the window of their Austin Prince car, driven from London by their chauffeur now, Bill Corbett. During their time in Paris now, they hitchhiked there 3 years before. Now they're back in one of artists' most famous artists. He created busts of different famous people. He asked the Beatles if they would sit for him, and of course they did. So who were the groups the Beatles hitchhiked to see? Well, we're gonna play a few of those. Sylvia Vartan was one. She was a gal who was enjoying fame in France, maybe other parts of Europe. Her big hit was Chance, and a lot of these people played old R&B songs from America, as well as the Beatles did. So let's just listen to Sylvia Vartan, Chance.
Joe et les Chemins maintenant vont vous interpréter leur dernier disque, Memphis.
they're going to do their little bit of a drum roll here. I'm going to tell you a little bit about who you're listening to, and that was Song Memphis, of course, by Joey and the Showmen. They were red hot in the early 60s in Paris and in France. Red hot. And, of course, they mimicked the American artists that they were hearing on the radio. Part of that group was Johnny Hallyday. You might have heard of him. He then broke out on his own. And he was considered the Elvis Presley of Paris. He even looked like him. He acted like him. He sang like him. He had so many hits, it was incredible. And the Beatles sat there, or the Beatles, John Lennon and Paul McCartney sat there and just absorbed it, got to know him. They were mesmerized. And of course, at that display of McCartney's pictures, you see some of Joey and the Showmen and Johnny Hallyday. Remember once I was at a concert, all of a sudden there was the drum solo, and the guy standing next to me, he says, "Oh no, that dreaded drum solo." But you know, I've always enjoyed them. There's something about drums and drummers that are just mesmerizing. And as you can hear, so is this crowd. I wonder if that was John Lennon whistling in the background there. Memphis, Joey and the Showmen. Great version of that way back when. Hey, I've got a K-Dirt alert for everyone to listen to. Please come and celebrate with KDRT at our 21st birthday bash and fundraiser. We're at the Sudworks dock. So get your calendars out and mark down this date. It's Friday, October 3rd, starting at 6 p.m. Grab a bite, grab a beer, and enjoy our 21st birthday. We're legal. All the DJs now can have a beer or whatever else they're serving there. The festivities include a live broadcast with music from the Cantilever, Sacramento's Latin-infused surf-riding rockabilly band. We'll also have surprises for you from our infamous dirtbag, as well as opportunities to snag new swag. And boy, is that great. They've got some great, we have some great baseball caps now. And show your support for your community right here via the radio station, KDRT 97 FM in Davis, California. And there's so much going on now. I've got one more alert for you. And then I've actually got a third one, but we'll save that for a little later on. This one is KDRT's own Ned, DJ Ned, longtime co-host of the Davis Music Connection, is moving to a new time slot on his own show. This is big news here. Yes, it's the new KDRT Monday morning show featuring a mix of music, production pieces, current events, occasional guests, and Ned's general musics on life in Davis. The question remains, will he tell us what the weather will be that day? Catch it every Monday from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KDRT 95.7. Okay, we're gonna go back now. I told you a little bit about Johnny Halliday, and I think he's still around, if I'm not mistaken. Johnny Halliday did a lot of covers, and you'll notice that. I'm going to play three of his songs. But again, what I'm trying to do is impress upon you what was driving the Beatles to play their music. And this guy they sought out to listen to hitchhiking across Europe to Paris just to listen to this guy. Here you go. Johnny Halliday will start off with Susie Lou.
Oh Lucille, je t'ai déjà oubliée. comptes plus pour moi, tu devrais t'en aller. Oh, quand je t'ai vu danser avec lui dans le noir, j'aurais voulu pleurer car je ne pouvais pas le croire. Lucille, et quand il t'a embrassé, mon cœur se mit à battre et mes mains à trembler. Oh, Lucille. Ah! Oh, Lucille, je ne sais pas ce qui m'a pris. Oh, Lucille, comme un fou je suis parti. Tu avais tout brisé, tout en une seule nuit. Oh, Lucille.
Tes yeux grands comme ça, qui me feront autant d'effet. Mon Dieu, je ne sais, mais que tu me plais. Tu me plais, tu me plais, tu me plais. C'est fabuleux où que j'aille, ton sourire canaille fait du signe dans mon cœur. Chaque jour à toute heure, oh, que tu me plais, tu me plais. Tu me plais, tu me plais. Oui, tu m'as pris et pour toujours à l'hameçon de l'amour. Et avec toi, c'est insensé, j'ai envie de jouer à la poupée. Petit animal sauvage, tu fais du ravage. Prends-toi mon cœur, prends un choc, j'ai la chair de coq. Oh, que tu me plais, tu me plais, tu me plais. Tu me plais, yeah. Oui, tu m'as pris et pour toujours à l'hameçon de l'amour. Et avec toi, c'est insensé, j'ai envie de jouer à la poupée. Tu n'as rien fait pour cela, je ne t'en veux pas. Mais cette fois, je suis pincé, les dés sont jetés. Parce que tu me plais, tu me plais, tu me plais, tu me plais. Tu me plais, tu me plais, tu me plais, tu me plais. Tu me plais, tu me plais, tu me plais.
There you have it, Johnny Halliday. Halliday, that is, H-A-L-L-Y-D-A-Y, from his album Twisting the Rock, Tu me plais. You recognize the song, of course. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 here in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pasteur, for Listening Lyrics. I'm playing songs that influenced the very early Beatles. And I'm talking a little bit about my visit to San Francisco at the De Young Museum, where Paul McCartney showed many of his pictures that he called The Eye of the Storm, the very early Beatles, and some of the groups that they went to see while they were in France. They went to the recording studio and they recorded this version of a very famous hit of theirs that you've probably heard, but they needed to do it. Here we go, The Beatles.
¶¶
I Want to Hold Your Hand in German. Again, that was recorded in France in 64, I believe it was. Now we're going to take you back to San Francisco, where they came. And a bunch of pictures showed their first full-length tour across America. One of the pictures that showed up while they were in Miami, a motorcycle policeman rode up next to the limo that Paul McCartney was sitting in, and Paul McCartney snapped a picture of his gun in his holster. He said he'd never, ever seen a policeman wearing a gun or carrying a gun in England, let alone he'd never seen a real gun before. There's a cultural shift for you. Anyways, now they're back here, and yes, they needed to have a warm-up act. So while people were getting into their seats, we, of course, had Bill Black Combo doing his thing. But then the actual show started with opening acts. The Exciters were an American pop music group in the 60s, originally from Queens, New York, consisting of lead singer Brenda Lee Reed, Herb Rooney, Carolyn Johnson, and Lillian Walker. Their 62 hit song, Tell 'Em, peaked at number 4 in the U.S. pop charts. Jackie DeShannon, a singer-songwriter known for her 1960 pop hits, Put a Little Love in Your Heart and What the World Needs Now is Love, both Burt Bacharach and Hal David songs. She was born in Kentucky. DeShannon's earliest songs were rooted in rockabilly, and over the course of her career, she has written and recorded songs across rock, folk, rhythm and blues, country, gospel, and jazz. And I'm saving the last one for later on, but in that lineup you had, let's see, it started with the Exciters, then the Righteous Brothers came up, and this is before their big hit, what was their big hit again? You've Lost That Love and Feeling, so no one had heard of that yet. Maybe they did, I don't know. Then What the World Needs Now is Love, Jackie DeShannon. And then I'll save the last one for a little announcement with that. But I did a little research, and I found an old newspaper clipping where they reported on this show. And Rita W., a fan, posted this. First up were the Exciters, who sang their song, Tell 'Em. Tell 'Em that you're always going to love 'Em. Tell 'Em that you're never going to leave 'Em. Then the Righteous Brothers came along and sang a Latin little Latin loop-de-loo. I remember thinking that they were really fantastic. This was before the big hit, You Lost That Lovin' Feeling. Just before the Beatles came on, Jackie DeShannon took the stage wearing a dress so tight it looked sprayed on, and she sang her hit, What the World Needs Now, and a couple of other songs. That was what people heard in 1964 as they were getting ready to see the Beatles.
Tell him that you're never gonna leave him. Tell him
Ladies and gentlemen, I now present you The Beatles. And there you have it. Interestingly enough, with the research I did, I could not find the playlist that the Beatles used on that first show in San Francisco. It's just not available. I even did a deep dive into AI, and I couldn't find it. So if someone out there has it, I'd love to see what it was. And I'm sure it was just a string of their hits, but it'd be kind of fun to see how they organized it. All righty. Let me just finish up their tour here with one other person. Clarence Frogman Henry was pioneering rhythm and blues, a pioneering rhythm and blues and jazz singer who is best known for his 55 hit, Ain't Got No Home. The song includes a line, "I'm a lonely frog," which earned Henry his nickname. He opened 18 Beatles shows. They liked him that much. I'd never heard this song before. Here we go. Clarence Frogman Henry with "Ain't Got No Home."
Ooh, ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. I got a voice. I love to sing. I sing like a girl. And I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Clarence Frogman Henry, I Ain't Got No Home. The Yolo Food Bank services in our community through food distribution to multiple drop sites and grocery delivery to households in need. Yolo Food Bank also brings nutrition education and locally grown produce to elementary schools across the county. If you need help or can offer food, funds, or your time, visit yolofoodbank.org. A worthy effort, that is. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 here in Davis, California, where the grassroots grow. And I'm your host, Peter Pasteur, for Listening Lyrics. I'm speaking about and playing songs about the early Beatles, what influenced them, what they were listening to, and the groups that played opening acts for them. One person that got special mention was Arthur Alexander. Born in 1940, he was an American soul, country, and R&B singer-songwriter whose influence far outstripped his fame. Born in Alabama, he became a key figure in the early days of Muscle Shoals music scene. He actually helped build that. His breakthrough song, You Better Move On, in 1961, was recorded at the famous studio in Muscle Shoals. It became a hit for him and was later covered by the Rolling Stones. Other well-known songs, Annie Go Home, was covered by the Beatles. Soldiers of Love, covered by the Beatles also, and later Pearl Jam. Set Me Free was another one. His influence was unique, blending country storytelling with soul and R&B, a style that inspired artists like the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Elvis Presley, Bob Dylan, all of whom recorded his songs. Despite his talent, Alexander never achieved sustained commercial success. He worked outside the music industry for stretches, including at one time he was a bus driver. He experienced a revival in the early 90s with an album, Lonely Just Like Me, but tragically died the same year from a heart attack. He's often remembered as the greatest songwriter you've never heard of, with a legacy that shaped British invasion bands and American soul alike. So, let's just play his big hit and remember Arthur Alexander, who the British invasion leaned on heavily for their songs.
You asked me to give up the hand of the girl I love. You tell me I'm not the man she's worthy of. But who are you to tell her who to love? That's up to her. Yes, and the Lord above. You better move on. Well, I know you can buy her fancy clothes and diamond rings, but I believe she's happy with me without those things. Still, you beg me to set her free, but my friend, that will never be. Better move on. I can't blame you for loving her, but can't you understand, man, she's my girl. I mighty mad. You ask me to give up the only love I've ever had. Maybe I would, oh, but I love her so. Never gonna let her go. You better move on.
You better move on.
You better move on.
Arthur Alexander. All right, let's listen to how the Rolling Stones did that. And I'll just tell you now that even though there was competition, at least perceived competition, between the Rolling Stones and the Beatles back when they were both climbing for number one songs, actually, they talked to each other a lot, called each other a lot, sharing songs, suggesting songs, suggesting things for albums. So I guess it's just a little thing like don't believe everything you read. Here are the Beatles with the Rolling Stones with Arthur Alexander's song from their December's Children album.
That's up to her. Yes, and the Lord above. You better move on. Well, I know you can buy her fancy clothes and diamond rings, but I believe she's happy with me without those things. Still, you beg me to set her free, but my friend, that will never be.
Well, we're going to finish up with a Beatles song, but I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed your little journey back into the music of 1964. I certainly have and love that display, which is playing through mid-October right here in San Francisco. Thank you all. See you next week.
Let's go.